It's been a good good 3 days. I mean, we obviously the players they are feeling the situation. They know that we are not doing so well. And but I think this morning the last training session was quite good. The attention was very high, and also the tension was high. So that's the thing I want to have, because tomorrow is a game in which we have to have take a lot of anger as well, because mm-hmm. we need to react strong to what is happening to us. I don't think there is other way to prepare in this game in a better way.
You were angry after the Wigan game.
Yes.
What was their reaction? Because it's their reaction to that defeat that's going to be the difference. So what was their reaction? Were they angry?
No, some of them, they were angry. Some of them were very low in energy, obviously, because of the bad result. But now I think it's over, that we know that we had a bad game. We know that now we have to start again. As I said, it's we can do that. It's a tough game, but we can do it. We've done it before, and we can do it tomorrow as well. As long as I said, we are make sure that we go there having that kind of appetite and anger that is necessary to play games of the importance of tomorrow.
You're aware of the feelings of the fans. I mean, you've been around too long. You're aware of the feelings of the fans.
Of course.
And some of them want change and all the rest of it, but owners don't get rid of managers. Players get rid of managers at the end of the day. It's what they do. Players.
No, I understand that. To be fair, if I have to see the players, they're doing everything. Sometimes, obviously, they make mistakes, and these mistakes obviously make the whole team weaker. But they are following. They want to do, and they wanna genuinely react to the situation. Going back to the fans, I understand that it's totally understandable that they are disappointed for the bad run. I am the first one to be disappointed, and I don't hide about that. But behind that, we just need to right now. We need just to put everything aside and just play the game that we're gonna play tomorrow with everything that we got inside. And so I'm relying to the players that they will be ready for that.
So what drives you on then? Because you've been a great player, wonderful player, one of the best in the country. Why do you put up with all the stress and pressure? Tell me why you put up. Why don't you just say forget it and leave it to? Why do you do it?
No, it's because I'm my vision. I like football. I love football very much, and I like football to be seen and to be played in a certain way. So that's where I get all the energy, the positive energy that drives me in my job. I know that if I won't achieve that, there will be difficulties around, and I have to face and I have to react. But that's one thing. I never turn my back to the difficulties, to the problems, and I will face them with dignity, with honesty, giving everything I can. And despite a lot of rumors,
yes,
I'm quite strict in what I have to do, and I believe in what I do, and it will give results. If it doesn't, then I think the supporters, the everybody has all the rights to criticize me and to tell me that I'm doing a bad job, which is right. But nobody will have to doubt my straightness and my
honesty,
my integrity, and honesty.
Are you still convinced you can get this right?
Yes, I do. Yes. If I don't see anything I can do that, then is the moment that I will say, well, it's better for the good of this club that somebody else does the job. But I believe I can do that. I have a commitment towards the owners. They've been very good to me, towards the support, and a lot of good people in this club. So I will stand by my commitments. And if I see that I cannot do anything, then I will say.
What about the game now? I mean, it's a big game. Cardiff, I mean, they're in good form under Neil Warnock.
Yes. No, they are. They are in good form. There's a strong team. They have, especially up front, very good players in good form. But we know this, and we are prepared. We are, you know, before when everybody was giving us, we were saying it was dead, we reacted. So I'm sure that tomorrow will be a good performance as well.
Any injuries? Anybody back? Clayton's back training with deep figure?
Yeah, no, he won't be figure because I don't think he's much fit. But we have Keita is the only one that is injured. He picked up an injury in the last game and probably will be missing.
So just finally from me, just a quick message for the fans, just to give them some sort of lift.
No, it's what I said to them. I have to only say thank you because they are behind us. They are in the other day when we were playing there, they stayed behind us until the end. So we just need to do something more for them, and I promise that I will do everything I can to make them happy.